Hello, everybody. It is your usual host of Lauren Port here, Adam DeWeese. Wanted to say thank you for everybody who tuned in to our Extra Life 24-hour charity stream and also who donated to the cause. It was a big success, and this was actually the finale to the event where it's a very special episode of Lauren Poor because I'm not the host of this one. Jerundu is the host, and I am the interviewee. So, of course, my topic is the Underdark. I was given it about 30 minutes prior, same as we do with all the guests here. And this was after, right at the tail end of the 24 hours of the Extra Life charity event. We ended up going for 25 hours to get this in there. So, pardon me and Jerundu for both being not only a little drunk, but also very sleep deprived. So this one gets a little silly. It's not a bad quality, but it's also not using my usual podcast mic. I'm using my streaming mic instead for my audio. So it's a little bit different than what you all are used to on this show, but still definitely listenable. Very good. I had a lot of fun doing it. It was a lot of fun being on the other end in the guest seat and seeing what it's like for them. So I hope you all enjoy. If you aren't yet, go follow us on all social media and also join our Discord, bit.ly/halfwaytodiscord. You can click all the links in the notes below also, and you can support us on Patreon, not only support this show and get to vote on topics and things that I'm going to be bringing to guests, but also you're supporting all of the other shows on the Majestic Goose Network and also getting other bonus content for all those shows as well. And that, of course, is patreon.com/majesticgoose. If you're not following us on Twitch, is where we recorded and streamed this episode live for everybody. It is twitch.tv/majesticgoosenetwork. We stream there 2 to 3 times a week, if sometimes more, depending on what week it is, and have a lot of really cool shows there. We've got a new show that we just had our session zero of called Doom Clock, which is the first Friday of every month at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that is a comedy horror podcast where I am the GM, and it is using the new Shiver TTRPG system as time traveling shenanigans. It's very fun. I'm very excited for that one. You can tune in for Roll for Weird every third Friday of the month at 7 o'clock Eastern. That is our Monster of the Week podcast and Twitch stream. Every other Monday, we've got NBA. We've got a crafting show called That's Pretty Crafty every other Tuesday. And then we also, I will randomly stream video games on there as well as some one-shots with our patrons. So stay tuned and give us a follow if you're not yet. We're trying to hit 500 followers this year, and that could be a huge help with you giving us one of those. And yeah, just thank you all so much for listening. This show has been so much fun to get off the ground, and we are now in about halfway through our second month of being a show. And I couldn't be happier with how it's been going. Really excited to get some more guests in here and some more episodes out to you all. So thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet left us a 5-star rating review, please do that. We're getting really close to 30, and I would love, love, love to hit 30. I read every one of those. They make me so happy. And yeah, so I hope you all enjoy this one as I give you all the information you never knew you needed to know about the Underdark.
Good evening, everybody. It's my distinct pleasure to be the guest host of Law and Poor, a Majestic Goose Network podcast in which we discuss the finer points of Dungeons & Dragons lore. My guest and your usual host is, of course, Adam DeWeese.
Yep. Hey, good to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. I, of course, am Professor Gerald Rundu of the Unseen University, and I will be taking over hosting duties for this evening. Our topic tonight is a rather expansive one, befitting the expansive knowledge and wisdom within the somewhat lumpen head of our interviewee tonight. Adam, perhaps you would be so kind as to furnish us with a little hint of what you're partaking in. Drinks-wise, this
yes.
evening.
So tonight, I am obviously drinking some what we call Dirty Dudes, which is Kettle One vodka and Diet Mountain Dew. And since us being on the tail end of this 24-hour extravaganza, it is half sleep deprivation and half Kettle One that has been kicking my butt.
And kicking your butt, it should. I am drinking Scrumpy Jack. It's cider. It's not a particularly high-class drink, but I'm not a particularly high-class person. And with that, we shall breach the topic of the Underdark. That's what we've all come here to talk about today, and we are joined, of course, by the leading expert in the Underdark. Perhaps you would like to give us a little overview of said locale.
Yeah, of course. So the Underdark, as everybody knows, there is the floor of Tyrell and the material plane. And then if you like dig under, there's the Underdark. It's kind of like caves and stuff in our world, in the, you know, like the Earth. But it's a lot more than that, because we'll take a step back and go to before there was an Underdark. You're probably wondering, Why is there an Underdark? Where did these old caves come from, right? Mm. Well, all these caves came from... there's a god named Turog. Not to be mistaken with Turok, the dinosaur hunter.
The dinosaur hunter with the cerebral ball.
No, not that one. With a G.
Turog.
Turog, yeah. So Turog was a god that was banished to the middle of Tyrell. And Turog, you know, didn't want to just chill in fucking rocks for a long time. So Turog started to try to find his way back up to the surface and to find his exit of this. At the time, it wasn't the Underdark, right? It was like just fucking rock. So he started trying to burrow out. But no matter what he did, he could never pierce that exit and go above the surface. He would go sideways and he'd go back down. He'd go up a little bit, but not like a lot, because there's three different layers of the Underdark. There's the top layer of the Underdark, which is called the top layer of the Underdark. There's the middle layer of the Underdark. It's called the middle layer of the Underdark. There's the bottom layer of the Underdark called the bottom layer. And Turok just like kind of fucking zigged and zagged all over the goddamn place. Could never escape though, but that's where like the tunnels came from. And then after that, like eventually he just got fucking bored, so he's chilling down there somewhere. No one knows quite where. And then from there, kind of after these tunnels were dug out through Tyrell from this god, people eventually were like, you know, it's kind of cool down here. It's like, you know, it's nice. There's no tornadoes or anything down here. There's no fucking dragons. Can't even put a fucking dragon down here. So, like, some people settled down there. Mostly people that... they were pretty, like, fucking introverted. Like, they didn't want to deal with, you know, humans and fucking bugbears and stuff. it was mostly, like, mind flayers. Wanted to hang out down there and, like... you kind of be sheltered away from people that kept trying to eat their brains while they were trying to eat other people's brains. Drugars. I didn't write the info about Drugars. I think that's how I'm pronouncing it right, though.
Well, you're the expert. You tell me.
Well, but yeah, see, I know what they are. They're like weird underground dwarf people, but I didn't actually write that portion of like their like actual like race, so I may be mispronouncing that. I just wrote that they live down here. And then there's the Kuator, which are like fish. They're just fish, but for some reason they're like cool down here. Who else lives down here, you ask? Worms like it. Little worms and big worms.
Just how big exactly do these worms get?
They go... okay, so how small do they get? Very small.
What I asked. How big do they get?
So big that sometimes while traveling through the tunnels, they actually like grind away more of the tunnel. That being said, they're fucking big, Drandu. I'm being... Professor...
Professor Gerald Rundu, yes. You interviewed me about the Nine Hells.
Yeah. I've had a lot of guests on, and
I have the courtesy to remember your name. Plebeian.
So
anyway, do continue with your rambling, incoherent story.
Yeah, there's skeletons like it down here because they're buried down here. Sometimes when people don't know this, people don't know this, but the Underdark can be pretty shallow. It can be pretty shallow. See. So if you bury somebody 6 feet under, if it's in a shallow
in
part,
the Underdark.
Well, if it's in the shallow part of the Underdark, and a fucking strong breeze blows through, knocks away a little bit of rock, fucking casket falls down. Big skeleton pops out.
A strong breeze above ground can cause a casket to fall into the underground.
Or underground.
The Underdark.
Or Underdark.
I mean, by default, it's underground if it's a buried coffin. But nevertheless, you're telling me that must be an absolute planning permission nightmare. Insurance must be extraordinarily expensive, given that corpses could fall from the ceiling of your abode straight through the roof and kill you while you are eating breakfast. That sounds absolutely terrible.
Well, you know what's cool about the Underdark? No insurance.
No insurance in the Underdark?
No.
Do they have any kind of organized banking system?
Nope. Rocks.
Rocks?
But, you're probably thinking, well, just go fucking with a hammer and go get some rocks out. No, they've got to be, they're blue rocks. Which are exceedingly rare because more
specifically
people...
Specifically blue rocks.
They've got to be blue rocks, and people keep mining out all the goddamn blue rocks, and now there's not a lot of them. So, if you get blue rocks, you can buy shit.
What you're telling me is that the Underdark is on the verge of economic collapse due to the devaluation of its currency.
Well, luckily, not a lot of people. A lot of people are donating money right now to our Extra Life campaign saying shot,
good.
Shot, shot.
Carry on. Thank you. Very well done.
Yeah, but they keep saying shot, shot, shot. I don't have shots down. I can drink. Economic collapse. For the economy to collapse, it would first place need an economy to collapse on itself, and truly,
yes,
there is just the bare minimum. It is just the very, very basic trading of those little blue pebbles down here. And a lot, and not everybody even uses that form of currency. There's when I say they use that for currency, there's 18 people down here that actually do that. So out of 1,000. So there's only 1,000 people down here, but
there's only 1,000 people within the Underdark.
Yeah. Counting all races. Counting worms too.
The worms sentient?
No, but I count them anyway. It's only 1,000. I gotta round it up to a big number.
So what you're telling me, the sentient creatures that live in the Underdark number in the hundreds. Only.
Yes. Yeah. I try to get every single thing into my, the word where people, what I'm talking about, where people go door to door and say hey, how many people live in this house? You know what I'm talking about?
A census.
Yes, a census. That's it. When Christopher Perkins, the D&D dude, came to me and said, hey, you need at least 1,000 people to live down in the Underdark. And I only had 600. I was oh, fuck, I guess I gotta start counting the worms.
Did you have to individually name them?
No, I did not. I only needed to give Chris... I needed to say, yeah, we've got 1,000 people down here. And then I needed to give him the big five, which were the Mind Flayers, the Druagar, the Kuator, the worms, and then the Mushroom Folk.
I don't want to seem like I'm being a bore... But Underdark, isn't the name a little uninspired? It's
that,
underneath and it's dark.
I take that pretty personally.
Would you call the surface the Overlight?
Well, no, I didn't need to name that, though.
It seems a little bit trite to me. I mean, this is more of a subjective opinion on my part. But certainly, you could have invested slightly more time in a more snappy name, surely.
Yeah, well, I told you that I was commissioned to write all this information. I didn't tell you I was commissioned $17, so I didn't really want to spend too much time.
I see. I had heard in an earlier edition it was referred to as the Evil Bad.
It was Evil Bad, and then it was Dark Place, and then it was Underground, and then it was Cold, Stony, Rocky Place, and then I kind of smooshed them all together and just made Underdark.
I see. Well, it certainly caught on. It did certainly catch on. How about places to visit within the Underdark? Is there any points of interest?
Yeah, there's a couple major cities, actually, like big really? Metropolises. Yeah,
what are the populations of these major cities with less than the thousand sentient beings?
So there's three, and all three have about 100 people, but they're outnumbered buildings 3-1. So there's like 300 buildings per metropolis, but only like 100 people. So like each person gets 3 buildings, unless there's like a festival in town. And then we, everybody kind of, doubles up like one person to building.
It's a thriving tourism industry then within the Underdark.
No, not at all. Actually, the opposite. People kind of stay away from it, to be honest. It's kind of dark and damp down here.
Well, that seems a shame. I mean, do they have any kind of festival days or anything of religious significance in the Underdark?
This Dark Day.
Dark Day.
Dark Day.
What does that celebrate?
It is December 25th, and it is the shortest day of the above ground. And due to it being the shortest day of the above ground, it's the least amount of light penetrating from above, sunlight coming down to the cracks and crevices into the Underdark, which makes it the darkest day of the year. And people really like fucking dark down here in the Underdark. I don't know why. I do know why. It's because all the goddamn creatures that live down here really fucking hate the sun, and it hurts their eyes, and they get like disadvantage and stuff if we're talking like mechanics. That's the number one holiday. And you know how they celebrate that?
Please do tell.
A bunch of naps. Everybody is they are all legally obligated by the Underdark overlords to by Demogorgons. If you don't take at least 3 naps on Dark Day, Demogorgons can come eat your ass.
Wow. Well, I mean, that could either be a punishment or a reward.
It's a punishment.
Quite what you want from life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really threw me with that eating ass comment. how the fuck does the ecology work when there's no photosynthesis?
Oh, fucking mushrooms, dude.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. Next question.
Oh, fair enough. That's the next question. Cross that one off. That was nice and easy. Are there any currency exchange issues, given that the small blue stones seem to be the only legal tender?
Well, I did mention that only like 18 people use the blue stones. Other than that, it's usually if like you really want someone, you fucking take it.
Okay, so it's not really.
If you're bigger,
it's not really a barter economy so much as a
bully system. Yeah,
yeah, a bully
is what
system.
We call it. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
Like fucking worms, they got everything they want. They see, like, you got a hot dog, and they're like, fuck, I would really like that hot dog. Guess what? They got that hot dog.
Well, speaking of hot dogs.
Yeah, okay. You got a hot dog question, okay.
Well, more broadly, how is the local cuisine? Any standout dishes?
Lots of mushrooms. So if you don't like mushrooms, or if you don't want to die, or if you don't like the dark, just don't come down here. But they get pretty creative with it. They can make, I don't want to harken back to the hot dog, but they can quite literally, smush up a few mushrooms, some purple, some green, some pink, make it into a paste, form it like a hot dog, and call it a hot dog.
I see.
It's not at all, but they call it that still.
Well, needs must. How is that? How does it taste?
Absolutely terrible. Never come down to the Underdark.
Oh, okay.
Just don't. Wow. Yeah. They do have the one thing that they've got going for them. It's a little blue, so, just...
Cover your children's eyes and ears.
Yeah, exactly. If you really like fish, Kuotoa, pretty fucking tasty fish, they are sentient, so that's, like, it's a gray area. Or not really...
somewhat of a moral dilemma.
Yeah, it's not even really a gray area, it's just bad.
Excuse me, Chuck, so was a cider.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of people donated and said Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Yeah, so it's pretty much mushroom hot dogs and Kuotoa fish. Sticks. Fish sticks.
Okay. So fish people or mushrooms. basically, your options on most menus.
There is funnel cakes. Nobody has found out. Nobody's found out where they come from, but there's funnel cakes. Almost in every goddamn household, they've got funnel cakes. I don't know. Like, I didn't fucking write.
They must be pouring in from somewhere.
No, Jerundu, I did not write funnel cakes anywhere in the lore. I don't know where people keep getting fucking funnel cakes from. But I will track it down if it's the last thing I do. And find out who's giving all these people in the dark funnel cakes.
There's no, well, I can only, I can only applaud your fervor. So what you're telling me is there's no kind of livestock or meat options for the convinced carnivore?
Fish?
I suppose, as you said, there are sentient fish people. That would answer that question sublimely. I seem to have some kind of eyelash in my eye.
Yeah, that's where they usually are. Jerundu, are you okay, Professor?
Right in my eyeball. It hurts rather a lot. we'll carry on regardless. As you said, the Underdark seems to be a system of caverns and caves and such. Are there established roads and paths?
Yeah, there's some more after Turok has kind of, carved down the major areas, major passageways. Some of them are a little bit more convenient than others, so... if one like connects to, say Turok got kind of close to the non-Underdark, the above ground, the overlight, and then somebody did like dig down into a cave like 5 feet and it connected a tunnel and it's a very convenient path, people will make that a little bit more well-worn. Then there's also, those big metropolises I talked about with, 100 buildings, couple of people living there. There'll be a little bit more well-traveled roads there. There's the Sharnwall. Have you ever heard of the Sharnwall?
I have not. Do tell.
Sharnwall is just it's a big wall, but it's brightly like illuminating neon green, and nobody can figure out why. I know, but I will never tell. It's very cool. There's a really well-traveled road called the King's Road that goes to the Shrine Wall, and then just a flat wall. People just go just to look at the big, bright wall, and then they fucking leave because they get hungry.
Turn around and go back.
They get hungry. Yeah, they get hungry.
It's just a big old wall. we talked a little bit about some of the factions in this extremely population... sparse part of the world, with less than 1,000 sentient creatures living within this huge area, with as many as 2 people living in cities of 100 buildings, I believe you mentioned. Yes. How do they all get along? Is it all harmonious?
For the Mind Flayers, they are a hive mind, so it's just wherever the Elder Brain is, it just tells them what to do, and they just do whatever. Kuotoa, they stay the fuck away from everybody, because everybody keeps trying to make them into fish sticks. Duergarg, they think Mind Flayers are kind of cool. They'll, like, hang with them. I wouldn't say that it is necessarily like a mutually beneficial like relationship. It's more like they'll go and they'll party with Mind Flayers, and they'll sometimes be able to like talk to Mind Flayers into like giving them a mind blast for like a cheap high, And then after that, they just we'll go back home. They don't want anything else to do with the Mind Flayer. So it's pretty shaky at best with dang near every single relation or race that lives in the Underdark.
How about this Turok character? Is he still around?
Somewhere down there. He got real deep down. And decided,
the
you know,
under Underdark.
The under, what was it called? the Underdark, the third layer, Underdark, the below dark, you know, down there. He decided to just stop where he was and just wait. Because he realized he was getting more and more lost, more and more confused, and he decided, you know what, I'm just gonna fucking stop here. I'm going to hope somebody finds me one day. And somebody will. One day. You will rue that day, Professor.
I personally will rue that day.
You personally are going to fucking...
Are you threatening me?
You're going to hate... I'm not. Turok is. You're going to hate that day.
Well, come and have a go if you think you're hard enough, Turok, you little shit. I'd bet you've never even killed no dinosaurs. Other than Turok, do they have any unique religions down in the Underdark?
You know what? A lot of them actually really like Shantaea, the agriculture goddess.
I guess they've got to grow those mushrooms.
Yeah, and I think that's where the mushrooms come from. So I think a lot of them, they think that if they worship Shantaea enough, like they'll be able to get like corn. Fucking potatoes. Like, God, everybody down here would kill for a goddamn potato. And potatoes grow 10 feet above their heads.
Yeah, well, they just reach up.
Yeah, grab them. But they're not...
If corpses are falling through them, why can't they get carrots and potatoes and so on?
That's why they try to really... Oh, really fucking pray to Shantaea and really get a potato. But all they get is goddamn mushrooms.
Well, I say that's down to lack of effort on their part, really.
Yeah, it's really, that's what it boils down to.
Is that it? It's just Shantaea? No other religions?
I mean, obviously you get the, you know, a lot of people worship the Demogorgon. I think his name is Troll. It's, is it Kevin? Again, I didn't write the...
Kevin the Demogorgon? That sounds about right.
Yeah, so like, the way it works... When we get commissioned, we like will write like a piece of the lore, and then we'll have to like slot in other people's lore. And somebody else wrote the Demogorgon, Kevin. So I just know that like you know some of my people worship the Demogorgon, but I'm not a Demogorgon expert. But Kevin, some of them like him, which I don't know why, because he's kind of like a world eater. He really just wants to like see. The place in chaos to see the place burn, so I don't know what that deal is about, but some of them do. Some of them like them.
Well, I guess with that, my next question would be, what's with all the bloody spiders?
Well, think about it. Spiders like, what are they like? What are the three things spiders like? Flies?
Flies?
Yes. Got flies down here.
Climbing up the water spout?
Yep, we got water spouts.
That's right. And I guess the other thing they like is parlors.
Yep.
Come into my parlor, said the spider to the fly.
We got all three. And you know what? What they don't like, but what they tolerate more, is also cold, damp, dark spaces. Guess what we got abundance of down here? Cold, damp, dark spaces with parlors and water spouts and flies. So well, they just fucking... Yeah, they just come down here.
What's all this talk about this Loth character?
Oh, shit.
Who's that?
You were just talking about spiders. One spider just kept eating other... Like, a spider came down one day. A spider came down after...
One spider came down. Just That's one, how it starts.
One fucking spider. It's like the lady who swallowed a fly. So we, you know, one little tunnel opened up one day. Years back, like... 10,000 years back. One spider crawled down the we'll call the Underdark the old lady who swallowed the fly, but also swallowed the spider instead. So the spider crawled down the water spout into the Underdark and then thought, you know, it's damp, it's cold, it's nice and dark down here. Ate a fly, because we got an abundance of flies down here. And then it got a little bit bigger, right? And it was like, oh, fuck, another fly over there. And went and ate it. Popped up a little bit bigger. Kept doing that because it was the only spider down here with this abundance of flies. We have always, the Underdark has always, Torag brought down a swarm of flies with him. So there's always been so goddamn many flies down here until all the spiders came in and invaded. But it just kept eating more and more spiders. It was like that fishy game where you just keep eating bigger, bigger flies and you just keep getting bigger, bigger. And then one day, it was so big, it was fucking like 12 foot tall. It was a spider, but also a drow popped up because it ate a drow. And then she was like,
"We all know that what you eat pops out of you.
It pops out. That's how spiders work.
That's how digestion works."
I did write the lore on spiders, and I did make it so that whatever they eat, they pop out of. So Loth popped out and was like, "You know what? It's nice. I'm gonna stop here. I'm gonna chill here. I'm not gonna eat anything else ever." And Loth just quit eating. And now Loth is like worship in the goddess of mostly spiders and drow. Did I mention drow live down here? Because they definitely do. I don't think we got to them yet.
I don't think you ever mentioned them, but since you're the expert, I suppose it's up to you to just drop surprise witnesses and just as you like. So there are the drow, the spider worshipping folk. Who are the leaders of the significant factions? We've mentioned the walking fishstick men, the drow, of course, the Duergar, the Snverfblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblblbl
the Kuotoa Drip of Beaming. Can you repeat that back to me and make sure you got it right in your spelling of that?
The Underdark gnomes.
The leader of the Kuotoa.
Drip of Beaming.
Drip of Beaming.
Drip of Beaming.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Good. So that is it's a Kuotoa, but instead of it being like a fish with you know what a Kuotoa is, right? Professor,
it's a edible fishman.
It's literally a fish with feet. Yeah, but this one is a clownfish. So everybody really likes him because he's very fucking funny. So he is the leader of all the fish folk. Drip of Bean, and then there is.
Does he tell jokes?
Yeah, oh, the fucking best jokes.
Can we have a sample?
You know how. So this is one of his favorites that he pulls from all the time. You know how sometimes when you see a flock of geese flying in a V, and there's a few less on the left side than the right side?
Well, yes, I do, but how would a fishman living underground?
It's satire, Professor.
Pray, continue!
Yeah, so you know how sometimes there's a few less than the left side, and it's so, not really a V? Do you know why that is?
No, I do not.
Because there's less geese in the left side. And that fucking loses it with all of the Kuotoa. They think that is the funniest fucking thing ever.
That slays amongst the edible fishmen.
Yeah. The clownfish always gets that. Oh, yeah. Do you want another one?
No, I think that's quite enough of that. Why don't we move on to one of the other factions? We'll hear about some of their leaders and significant people. I've had enough of the edible fishmen.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody has. For the Mind Flayers, the Illithid, they usually worship an elder brain.
Old is this brain?
So, very old. His name is Brian, and he is 1,001 years old.
Brian, the brain, is 1,001 years old. Did they store him in brine?
Yes. How did you? Did you do some research before interviewing me?
It stood to reason to me that a brain would be stored in brine, especially one called Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, the brain, Brian.
Yeah, there's a
Brian's brain, Brian must be.
So Edelbrain's kind of hang out in a pool of brine. So Brian the Brain is in a pool of brine, and there are tadpoles in there. And if, well, you know, they plug a tadpole up, they put it in the creature's nose, and it turns them into a mind flayer. If it's left unmarked for too long, it just gets fucking really big and turns into a big worm. Fucking Gusk Mayhem, so they kill them all.
One of those big worms you've talked so much about.
So many fucking worms down here, Jerundu.
Oh my goodness. I'm not sure if I recall correctly. Did you say beholders live down here?
Beholders do. I don't think I said beholders live down here, but they definitely do. Well, then
never mind. I just disregarded everything I just said.
But they definitely do live down here. Mostly because one thing that you may or may not know about beholders is that they are just excruciatingly paranoid. So they try to really stay away from anybody. Anybody, anything, other beholders, humans, Kuotoa, they always think that everybody is out to get them. And what better place to lay low and hide out than the Underdark, which with a population of 1,000.
Absolutely minuscule population that density, covers the
entire world of Tyrell. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
there's less than 1,000 sentient beings living there.
So Xanathar. Xanathar is the the beholder. You probably heard about Xanathar.
I have heard of Xanathar.
He's got a goldfish. Yeah, he's cool.
Mm. Absolutely. Do you have any tips for sort of journeying through?
I would say that if you, for some reason, you do have to pass through the Underdark, bring your own food. Unless you like mushroom hot dogs, funnel cake, or fish. But for the fish part, you would need to murder people. So unless A, you don't care about murdering sentient folk, or you don't like funnel cake, or you don't like mushrooms, bring your own food. And also if the tunnel looks pretty fresh, like if it doesn't look like it's 1,000 years plus old, that probably means like it's not a Turog tunnel. It means it's a purple worm tunnel. Stay the fuck away from that, because that's probably still pretty close.
How would one tell the difference?
You would need to be proficient in stoneworking.
Ah.
Yeah, or roll really high for
be a dwarf.
Yeah, be a dwarf or roll really high in a survival check, I think would be the good one. But yeah, I think those would really, if I had to give some hot tips, I think those would be the ones that I would give, new players coming down.
So mainly be a dwarf.
Or roll good.
Or roll well.
I think
why do people even go there?
No one really does. Nobody really does, unless they've got
to believe those countless adventures. Why be commissioned to write all this lore?
So
if no buggers going there in the first place.
It's usually think about Out of the Abyss, right? It's a campaign that somebody else wrote. I didn't write this campaign, but they wanted my lore for this campaign. So somebody else wrote this campaign. You start the campaign as a prisoner in the Underdark. The characters did not come here on their own free will, right? Nobody really comes down here on their own free will unless they're one of those races that are native to the area or a beholder. Nobody really fucking wants to be down here. It's usually a mistake if you're down here. We're shy of our 14. We're about $140 shy of our $3,000 goal, which is unfortunate. So fucking close, $140.
So close, somebody, please. Daddy.
I kind of wouldn't mind doing some audience questions too. It'd be fun.
I would really like to do that because I'm sure you guys are absolutely full of them. So. I just drop my Professor Gerald Rundu persona for a moment, and we'll just throw it open to you guys if you've got some questions you want me to ask in the name of knowledge.
And I'm the number one Underdark expert, so you want to ask him now while you got this chance, and also still donate because we're $140 short.
So tantalizingly close. The donation that tips us over $3,000 will get a free voiceover recording from the...
Dice Talk says, what is the best restaurant in the Underdark? That would be the Chili Block. So the
mushroom chili, though, presumably.
It is mushroom chili. So the way that they do this is there are some spices in the Underdark. Mm-hmm. So how they do this is they add a lot of water, rainwater flowing down from all those rain spouts that we talked about earlier. They add a lot of water, mushrooms, spices, because there are various spices that grow in the Underdark, mushrooms, and then they take all that, mash it together, make various different levels of spiciness of chili, but it's not very good at all. Like, it's the number one restaurant in the Underdark, and it's still shit. So, just don't come down here.
It must be difficult to maintain a business like a restaurant in the Underdark, given the population density being so low.
But the thing is, like, there's no... Like, think about it. There's no fucking rent. There's no mortgage payments. There's no electricity bills. There's no fucking economy down here, really, to be honest.
Apart from the same couple of hundred people swapping the same blue stones back and forth.
There's 18 people that swap those back and forth. And like, and other than that, like, everybody else just fucking, like I said, it's the bullet system. If you're bigger than something, you can take it. Sabai asked, how is everything not drowning from all the water coming from the rain spouts? Well, good question. There's a few lakes in the Underdark, like Lake Erie. And
Lake Erie.
It's a very fucking creepy lake. There's rain spouts coming from the above light to the Underdark, and then there's rain spouts going from Underdark to the Underdark, and then there's rain spouts going from the Underdark to the Underdark, and then there's rain spouts going to the under the core is what we call it. So, just all these rain spouts just keep going down, all the way down. It's rain spouts all the way down. And then it gets into the core, and it cools the core, and that's what keeps the world from exploding. So. We got any more questions, chat? Keep them coming. Frank Gerundu. Okay, the questions come. Lake Erie is in the Underdark. Lore confirmed. Yeah, I mean, where else would it be?
Oh, God. Fucking Lake Erie. Jesus Christ.
Come on, we gotta have some more. We gotta have some more chat questions.
Some of you gotta be curious, you fuckers. Come on, come forward.
You got the chat. You know what? I'm gonna get on our Discord because I think people are posting questions in our Discord.
Oh yeah, I just keep getting all these notifications. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm gonna pop in the Discord and see what's.
I don't know if you can tell, dear viewer, but I'm shit faced. I don't know about Adam.
Yeah.
All right. Who's sending in questions? Anybody? Nobody?
Let me see. I'm searching our Discord. Dustin, you got any questions for the Underdark?
Come on, you cowards, come forward.
Come on, ask some good. Let me see. What we got? I swear I saw a question.
Well, Sasha's asking, what's your favorite place in the Hells? But that. Your favorite place? How about this? We'll come from mine. Since I did the Hells, you answer what's your favorite place in the Underdark, and I'll answer what's my favorite place in the Hells. How about that?
You want to go first?
Professor Gerald Rundy's favorite place in the Hells was undeniably the Bazaar. Located in Dees. As I say, it's very loud, which makes it very easy to haggle. Because nobody's quite sure what you're offering, so you can get a remarkably good bargain for a very good deal on small bones, saintly relics. Of course, is the currency in the Underdark, and it does pay to rob some graves before you go. How about you, Adam? What's your favorite place in the Underdark?
My favorite place is the Great Rift. So what the Great Rift is it's kind of like the central connection point between the Underdark, the Middle Dark, and the Lower Dark, where it is this one shaft that goes all the way down between it. So it's just a rain spout. But then after that, it opens up into this big shaft that goes all the way down to the core. It is called the Great Rift, and if you go there, there's usually, you know, there's usually a few, like, Kuotoa hanging out, or, you know, people, it's kind of like a pilgrimage people make to go and just check out the Great Rift. It's really, I mean, if you're going to make it to the Underdark just one time, you should go there and just fucking drop a rock down in it. It's very cool. I mean, you're laughing, Drunty. I'm not kidding. It's like
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the next set of questions.
Oh, right, shit. Now. Oh, no. Questions are pouring in now. Oh, fuck.
Well, I said, why? Well, first of all, why did you call it the Underdark? Which I took you to task for that because I felt it was rather uninspired.
Yeah, it's just because I got commissioned $17.
Obviously, Ironclaw agrees with me.
Well, it's because I got commissioned $17 for it, so...
It just wasn't worth the effort to come up with something more interesting than the Underdark.
Exactly.
A follow-up from Ironclaw. Where would you take a date into the Underdark?
Okay, well, I think the Rift is a cop-out answer, so buttons?
Buttons.
Buttons. Do you know... Do you not?
No, do explain.
So Buttons is it's like a scenic overlook of where it's in the Underdark, not in the Middle Dark, but it's got this cliff side that the cliff doesn't go all the way down. It doesn't even reach the Middle Dark, but it's like this cliff side facing where you can see about a 5 miles down just before you hit the Middle Dark, but as far as the eye can see, if you go to this ridge, and you can see just miles down and miles wide.
How far can the eye see in this dark cave?
That depends on the eyesight range.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah, so, I mean, some people have, like, pure dark sight, so whatever that I can see. Some people need to, like, throw out fucking candles and bullshit like that.
Does anybody in the Underdark go, screw this? I'm going up and getting me some ice cream and leave the Underdark.
Fucking all the time. Have you heard of a drow elf above the ground?
I've heard of one.
Exactly. Yeah. The spider. What was the name?
Well, I was thinking of Drist Do'Urden.
Drist. Yeah. Fucking Drist. You know how Drist? You know Drist was like this worldwide, world-renowned explorer, adventurer. Know why he fucking went up there? Wanted some goddamn ice cream. He was like, you know what? I really want some, like, cold, tasty, sugary treat.
What does it.
And we don't have any down here, so I'm gonna fucking tunnel up, because it's easier to tunnel down. And he went and found some ice cream. And then he became, like, a world-renowned explorer.
Question from Discord next. Is there a Taco Bell in the Underdark?
Two. There are two. They have very limited menus, and they are...
I was going to say, it seems to be... The recurring theme that there are rather a lot of mushrooms on the menu.
A lot of mushroom tortillas and fish tacos only. Tortillas made out of mushrooms, meat made out of fish, and then, some various spices. No cheese, no lettuce. Potato. Every once in a while they can pick a potato out, but you don't want a fucking potato on a taco. I don't know. I do. Now I'm really fucking hungry.
Let's see, what else have we got here?
I've seen a couple in the Twitch chat. Let me see. Where would you take a date? Does anybody go?
If you had to marry a creature in the Underdark, what would it be?
If I had to marry a creature, I would probably pick up a Mind Flayer because, like, if they were actually genuinely, you know, like, into me and genuinely in love with me, they would be able to, even if you were living in this hellhole of this Underdark, which is shit, you'd never come down here. It's terrible. But they could, like, implant in me, like, mental memories and images of, you know, a lot happier places and times that, you know, would make it at least, even though it would be fake, I think it would be better than just fucking living down in the Underdark. But well, my choice...
By all accounts, it seems to be right.
Yeah, but my choice, I would just fucking go up for that ice cream like Driss did and not live in the Underdark. But that wasn't the question.
Well, do you know what my answer would be to that one?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, what's your opinion?
I'd be a quotor. I shall tell you why. Because I could never turn down a healthy portion of fish sticks. And next question from Johnny. What is the real estate market like in the Underdark? Well, given the population density and proliferation of empty houses, it seems like it would be a steal, Johnny.
If you well, the thing is, you have to build your own. Like, there's no
even though there's cities of hundreds of buildings populated by only two or three people.
Well, that was those two or three people getting together and thinking like, hey, let's fucking build a cool building. And then just built cool buildings together. But like, if you move down, then you're like, hey, I want a house. No one's gonna be like, hey, give me 8 rocks for a fucking house. No, you gotta build your own goddamn house. But the real estate, the landscape market is just absolutely insane. You can pretty much get wherever you want. Even the Rift or the Buttons, you can get any of those places. Why is it so hard to get good ice cream? Because there's no goddamn
dairy.
There's no fucking dairy.
There's no livestock. There's not even any soybeans to make soy ice cream. There's no almonds to make almond milk or anything like that. All they've got is mushrooms.
Bloody mushrooms and fish sticks.
I think we've covered that sufficiently.
Okay, well, I think that I think I see a couple others. Want to go to Buttons? Wink, wink. Ask a question again. What is the real estate market? Who are the real estate agents? Nobody. There's literally, like, it's not, you can't like get anything from being a real estate agent. So there's just none down here. Favorite mini yaks?
Rosay. However, we've established that Adam is the expert in these matters, and no such creatures exist in the Underdark. You must be referring to an extra-canonical source. Next question. What's the best place to vacation in the Underdark?
Usually people vacation from the Underdark to the above light.
Why go back?
If somebody... Well, the thing is, like, they'll go up there, and they'll be like, oh shit, there's like actually people here, and I actually need money. So I'm gonna go back where I don't need money. But if you were going to like do a fucking, I guess like a day trip to the Underdark, it would probably be from like the Shorn Wall is cool. So I think you could plan like a weekend trip where if you brought your own food down, you could dig down. Go and check out the Sharn Wall. I think in a weekend trip, you could hit the Sharn Wall. You couldn't hit the Sharn Wall, Buttons, and that restaurant, Jirundu.
And if were you to try that all in one day, you'd hit the Sharn Wall Wall.
You would hit the Sharn Wall Wall, which is what we call it. But what's that restaurant called? I said that's the best restaurant.
I don't know.
I don't remember. We said it.
That was a couple of drinks ago.
It was a couple of drinks ago. But you could hit 2 out of the 3. So I'd probably do that restaurant that the name is escaping me at this moment.
Etched forever in our memories somewhere.
And the Sharn Wall. Those are like the two main touch points you would want to hit in a weekend trip. Also, Kega just donated $50. So I think we're like fucking like 70.
Yes, you beautiful individual.
I think we're like $70 away from 3,000.
So fucking close. Please dig deep, please, if you can, please, please, please. We all know it's been a hard year. It's been a hard year for all of us, but like,
but me and Jirundu are going 41 minutes over the 24 hours.
Yeah, come
we
on.
We are trying to buy time
a day.
There it goes. We are $90 away. We're at 24 hours and 42 minutes. We cannot end the stream until we hit that.
Like I say, if you knock us over $3,000, the donation that knocks us over $3,000, I will do a VO commission for you for free.
I'm trying to scroll up through the chat and find out exactly if we missed any. I don't want to have missed any questions. If you had to marry a creature, we did talk about that. I think we've hit them all, unless there's some in Discord, which I'm not in at the moment. Are there sports in the three levels of Underdark? And if so, are there rivals? Yes. Fucking, are there sports? Yes, there's, are there, so, I don't know if you know this, but in the, there's the upper dark, the middle dark, and the lower dark. And the middle dark is the sweet spot. Because in the middle dark, there is... It's not no gravity, but it's a low gravity. Where it's like half the gravity that you and I, Professor, know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, in that middle dark, it's kind of the sweet spot where people will... They make a lot of different cool sports, one of which is they call Titan Ball. So Titan Ball is, they've got one and only one in the entire Middle Dark. They've got one field. And the way that this is laid out is there's only a 10-foot high ceiling, but there is a small, you know, there's the mid-gravity. Each side has a hoop, kind of like a Quidditch hoop. But just one, not three of them.
Okay.
And what you got to do is you have to carry a small live mushroom ball. They're sentient mushroom balls.
Well, I'm a myconid.
Yes, that's it. Like I said, I didn't write their lore. I just included it. And you got to get one of those in the other opponent's hoops. We got another donation, $10 from Solid Circle, so we're fucking $80 away.
Thank you so much. I know you're digging deep, friend. Like, you've done your share, man. You don't need to don't bankrupt yourself. Like, make sure you can pay your electricity bill and shit. Yeah. But yeah, thank you ever so much. It really does mean a lot to us. Like,
but it's very similar to basketball, where you have to get it in the other hoop, but the hoop isn't horizontal, it's vertical. And also, there is absolutely, like, fucking no rules. You just need to get that sentient mushroom ball into the other hoop. And somebody asked if there's rivals. So many rivals. The Mind Flayers against the Duergars. Mind Flayers almost always win, because them being no rules, they can use, like, Mind Blasts and shit. The Drow, they're okay. They're kind of like second under the Mind Flayers, because they're very quick and nimble and have very good eyesight under here. But mushroom balls, it's a good sport. God damn it. I guess I'm going to have to...
We're so fucking close. We're like $80 off. Like,
$80.
I don't want to stop until we hit it. Come on. Release me!
I can do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna get us over that hump to release us from a curse.
Well, I guess I owe you a free voiceover commission.
Fuck yeah, you do. And I will be cashing in on that. Don't think I won't. Well, if it lets me. Oh, fuck. Unless somebody beats me to this. It's just literally just spinning right now. Here it goes.
We had one more question that I want to address from Johnny, which was. Okay. What kind of transportation do they use in the Underdark? Do they have vehicles?
So it's kind of a mixture. They use both feet, obviously. They use feet and some inline skates. Not roller skates, inline skates. You know, like cool kids do. Oh no, a Binastereo might have beat me to it. I think a Binastereo did beat me! No, they donated $80 first! So Neil beat me to the voiceover! So we're at... I believe that puts us at $3,080. Oh, man! It was literally back-to-back, but mine was second. Shit. Well. So yeah, it is a mix of on foot and inline skates for modes of transportation. So we are at $3,081. Somebody in there also donated a dollar. Yeah. Let's hop off and we'll end out our the fuck is this show called Lorempore. We'll end our Lorempore, and we'll be able to sleep now that we broke our $3,000 goal. Thank you everybody for donating. It has been a very successful 25 hours, Jarundur. Thank you for hanging with me for that last 51 minutes.
It's been a pleasure. Tiring, but a pleasure.
It has been a wild 25 hours, Jarundur. We need to go to bed. Thank you all so much. This episode is going to be the next episode of Lorempore. So if you watch it live, we'll edit it a little bit. If you didn't, enjoy. Hope you had fun, because I know I did. Bye, everybody.
Hi, love you.
No more streams.
Oh, sweet release.
A Majestic Goose Podcast.
Honk.